Holy, holy, Lord You know, the Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly above all that we could think or even imagine. So no matter how great we think He is, He's even greater. No matter how wonderful we may see Him to be, He's even more wonderful. No matter how awesome we find Him to be in our lives, He is even more awesome. How great is our God? Amen. You may be seated. Well, kind of bring you up to date on some folks that aren't doing so well. If you'll check our prayer list, please keep those folks listed up and lifted up before the Lord. But Rock is absent today because he's suffering from a bad, bad muscle pull that has him in just really severe pain. And we're praying continuously for Nona Johnson, who's having a lot of trouble with getting healed even enough to have the surgery that she needs to have. So some of these folks, when you see their name or we bring them up to date, just please stop and pray for them. We've had some deaths here in the last few weeks. It's that time of year when that seems to become so much more common. And so this past week, I know there were a couple of folks who passed away that we knew about, Miss Carolyn Worley, and then some other folks that were mentioned to me that maybe you know about. Let's remember those families. And then I got word early this morning that a friend of mine that I used to work with in the insurance business from Lawrenceburg, Robert Toll, passed away early this morning. So a lot of families are going to be going through some hard times right now or having recently done so. So let's keep those folks lifted up in prayer. There's some announcements that we need to make, and one of them concerns an update on our planned mission trip to Mexico. There have been some adjustments that are going to have to be made. I'm asking George to give us a quick update on that, and then I have a couple of others that's in addition to what's in the bulletin. George?
Down and work in an orphanage. So if you're interested, you want to go, let us know. Bless you.
Thank you, George. We will bring you back if you want to come back too, besides turning you loose. I didn't want anyone to kind of opt out for fear that they wouldn't get back. Also, a couple things about downstairs in the basement, you will find a couple of nice men's dress shirts and ties. I found one that fit perfectly, and I've worn it a couple of times. There are some others. I think one of them is pink. Those of you who can man up and wear pink, feel free. It'll look lovely. So we have that. Also, on the table that's down closest to the stairwell in the back are several books that Roger Van Arsdell has donated, some Christian books, some novels. He picked me out a good Western to read. So you may find some reading material. Roger would love to give those away. So scan that and maybe pick up something when you're down there. So those are two things that I've been asked to announce that I had not done previously. Also, in the bulletin, there is a monthly community prayer meeting every second Saturday. It meets at different churches in the county. We're hosting that at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning here. It's open to all, and since it's here, it might be easier for some of you. There's no guideline as to who can come, young, old, boys and girls, men, women, whoever, who would like to pray for our community. This has been going on for a few years now, and we're hosting it this next Saturday. So please, if you can, come join with us. Also, you see the upcoming events in the next few weeks, and we will have our Bible study in Revelation this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll be studying in the 9th chapter of Revelation. So those are the things that are happening, things we need to be aware of, things to pray about, things to plan for. And I mentioned in the beginning, and you see there, that the building fund offering last week totaled $7,483. We rejoice in that, and for those who've not had a chance yet to look out the window, the walls are up, and we are excited about that. The builders, and it was muddy, oh my, muddy all around there. Those boys were slipping and falling every time they got off the subflooring. But Ricky said yesterday, want those walls up by Sunday, so we can see that the progress is going forward. We're happy about that, and we continue to trust the Lord's timing. If I don't find anything else here that I have forgotten, is there an announcement some of you have that we need to share this morning? I see Gail, and then I see Wanda.
I just wanted to say that I am still going myself to Mexico in February, so if anybody still wanted to go at that time of the year and just work with me, you're more than welcome. Anybody at the home will accept you with open arms, and anytime you want to go is great.
That's good. Good.
I have three sisters that have been on the prayer list for an extended period of time, and thought I would update this praying group because God has moved mightily. My sister that's a year younger that lives in Fort Worth, her name is Delinda, she has diabetes, and she had a wound on her foot that would not heal because her arch had collapsed. And they had been treating it. She'd been to wound treatment centers and working with her doctor for well over a year. And he finally told her the only way that we're going to get this to heal is to rebuild your arch. And it means you will have to be off your feet anywhere from 3 to 6 months. She had the surgery the week, she works for the school district down there. She had the surgery the week after she got out of school, end of May, first of June. She went back to work Wednesday, this last week, I believe, or will go back tomorrow, one or the other. It took the full 6 months, but he's very pleased with her progress and feels like that it has healed well, and barring another major issue, she will be able to maintain that foot. They were talking about possible amputation. And so we are rejoicing because she's a single mom. She lives alone. Her kids are all grown. It would have been quite an adjustment to have to lose that foot. So we're thanking the Lord for that. My other sister that was here this summer, Lenora, had a collapsed disc that they had to completely remove. It caused some nerve damage. And her prognosis is that she's probably as good as she's ever going to get. She has some still numbness, so she has limited mobility and limited amount of time that she can be on her feet. But she's adjusting and learning what she calls her new normal. And it has reduced her pain immensely to have that disc completely removed. So there is rejoicing that she's not in a great deal of pain all the time, because she was for many years. And then Dina has something going on with her pancreas. and they thought it was cancer, and then they didn't think it was cancer. They're not real sure, but they are monitoring her closely and have told her that they will keep monitoring. She will have checkups every 4 to 6 months, and to live her life as normally as she possibly can. And they're praying and trusting that the Lord will remove whatever it is and that it is just an anomaly. So that's the updates, and I just felt like this body needed to know what was going on. Thank you.
Anyone else? Ruth?
I've asked for prayer for this lady. My great niece's stepmother or step grandmother has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it's mastocyst, however you say that, it's spread. And what I'm asking for, I guess, is to pray for a miracle for her. They've told her that with treatment, she has 6 months to a year. She's around my age, and that would be a hard thing to hear. And they've recently moved here 2 years ago from California, and the only family they have is my great niece and her extended family. The thing I'm asking prayer for me is that I appear to be the one that they're turning to in spiritual issues. And I need to know what to say to them. So, thank you.
Dave?
Praise the Lord that we being absent of minded most of the time, are unable to remember names and places and whatnot. But one of the firemen that I used to serve with passed away this time. It seems like we're at that time of life where one by one, all of the people that we once knew seem to be disappearing before us, but they're going to a better place, so that is good. But I would ask that you just remember that one of the firemen, I'm not even going to mention a name, just another one of those who served us, has passed on and gone home to the Lord.
Thank you, Dave.
We have, Paul and I have a good friend out west named Teresa, and just remember her, she's got a potential problem with a mass in her breast, and she'll find out something this month, but we're just praying for clear reports, and Teresa's real close to Paul especially, and I love her too, and just, you know, remember Teresa.
All right. Did they catch everyone who had something this morning? Oh, Brian?
I just had a real good friend of mine who recently lost his son this week, and 33 years old. His name is William Campbell Jr., and so just prayers for that family, and really tough time for him.
Yes. Thanks. So will you bow with me? Father, you heard everything that was shared this morning in this little group of believers. Some answered prayers that we're rejoicing and truly grateful for. A list of needs that remind us that we are needy folks, in need of healing, in need of miracles sometimes, in need of understanding, in need of love, in need of grace, in need of strength, in need, as someone said even this morning, of adjusting to the new normals in our life. Help us, Father, to not be bound by the past. Help us to find our strength each day in you, the one who is ever present. So for every one of these needs that was mentioned here today, Lord, we lift them up before your throne of grace, asking for you to move and to work as only you can. And we ask these blessings, we seek help, and we give our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're in for a little treat this morning, special music. And for those of us, especially like myself, who love a good song with a little country flavor, we're going to get that this morning. Ask Michael and Robbie if they would to come and share a song that's a classic, Why Me, Lord. Robbie, Michael.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? And tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. And now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. And tell me, Lord, do you think there's a way I could ever repay all I've taken from you? And maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul.
Thanks for blessing us with that song. That's a classic. We want to dismiss the children to Children's Church and ask the worship team to come back, and we'll share a couple more songs of worship before the message today.
would you care to help me with harmony on this one? Sounds good, thanks. I'm going to switch my battery out here real quick. Unless the guitar comes through. Let me see. One second.
Stand if you would like as we sing. You may be seated.